Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the great feast of All Saints. And why is that so important? I think in light of the programs that you've just heard over the last few days, this is the day when we look at those who embraced the gospel, who did what the gospel asked of them. All the things I've been saying in the last few days, they did them. And his light began to shine through them, and people were attracted to them. These are models for us. And remember, he takes every one of us in our own flesh, our sinful flesh, our own weaknesses. Saints aren't created saints. They're created human beings who responded to God's grace. So the question to us is, how responsive am I to God's grace? Don't get negative about yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm terrible. Don't do that. Just say, what's one way I could say yes more fully today to God's word, to God's call, that his light might begin to shine through me? Listen to what Pope Emeritus Benedict had to say about the saints. He said, to become saints means to fulfill completely what we already are. Raised to the dignity of God's adopted children in Christ Jesus. I am a child of God. I am a son or daughter of God. And it means to fulfill completely that call. It's not just a pious title. It's a call. The saints bring to light, he writes, the saints bring to light in a certain fashion quite new human potentialities. The saints are themselves the living spaces into which one can turn. In other words, I can, in a sense, get to the inside of his life or her life because it's been written down. I can learn from it. There is no isolation in heaven, says Benedict. It is the open society of the saints and consequently also the fulfillment of all human togetherness. One might say that the saints are, so to speak, new Christian constellations in which the richness of God's goodness is reflected. Everyone can reflect the goodness of God, everyone, and very differently according to personality, gifts, titles, opportunities, very differently. But God's goodness is reflected. That's what the saint does. Their light, says Pope Benedict, their light coming from God enables us to know better the interior richness of God's great light. Nothing can bring us into close contact with the beauty of Christ himself other than the world of beauty created by faith and light that shines out from the faces of the saints. Listen to that again. Nothing can bring us into close contact with the beauty of Christ himself other than the world of beauty created by faith and light that shines out from the faces of the saints through whom his own light becomes visible. It's too true, brothers and sisters. It really can happen. It does happen. I had the opportunity to meet and spend time with Mother Teresa. I had an opportunity to be in Pope John Paul's company for an hour. And in each case, I didn't see, it's not like seeing a light physically, though that can happen, but it's not that. It was that life, their lives were so clear in a sense and so simple, so straightforward that I wasn't meeting confusion. I didn't meet any kind of confusion. It was clear who they were. They were a son and a daughter of God, and they knew it, they believed it, and they lived by it. And they inspired me. That's what we're supposed to do for one another. It isn't the great external works that we do, though God can ask us to do great things for him. But the heart of it is where is my heart? Do I want Christ to be seen in me? Am I willing to die to my own sin and my own selfishness that Christ's light can shine through me? And in some cases, that becomes physically true. The light is very different. Brothers and sisters, God wants to give us light. So let's celebrate the Feast of All Saints today. Let's ask God, who's the saint you want me most to emulate, follow? Read through the mass parts for those saints. See where it is that God might be calling you. What is he asking of you? What has he given you? Could you be a saint and yet at the same time right now be a terrible sinner? Yes, you could. It's when our heart and our will are turned toward God and we want God's way more than our own. That's the key. The first reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who've been marked with the seal. This is God protecting his own. 144,000 marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. And after this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshipped God, and exclaimed, "Amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." We should be praying this way every time we go to Mass. And then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from?" And I said to them, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." And he said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." In other words, they have given themselves to the Lord fully. They have been covered with his blood. They have been healed and set free. They're following him. That's what God asks of us now. Think about it every time you go to Mass. You can't see it, but there are choirs of angels bowing before the Lord during the Mass. Do we truly worship him? Are we present to his presence, so to speak? These are questions we need to ask. Don't dismiss. You say, "Oh, I could never be a saint." Don't do that, because the power comes from him. It's your willingness. It's your generosity that makes the difference. First letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. If this is my hope, then I strive day after day to reject sin and to follow him more closely. And when you fail, it's not the end of the world. Repent, get up, and try again, and ask God for his grace and power. He will give it in abundance." The gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I put aside pride. "Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted." We can mourn the loss of people. We can also mourn our own sins. In any case, if we mourn in Christ, we will be comforted. "Blessed are the meek." Meek again means strength under control. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I want to be good. I want to follow you, Lord. I want to be generous. I want to be kind. I want to be patient. When you thirst for righteousness, you will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. We extend it to others. Christ extends it to us. Blessed the clean of heart, for they will see God. It's very hard in this world today, especially with all access we have. It's hard to be clean of heart. Keep asking the Lord to help you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you. He looks around at his disciples. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. When we're ridiculed, when we're mocked, when we're ignored, when we're disparaged, when we're rejected, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Brothers and sisters, these are not idle words or idle promises. These are words from the living God. This is the living word of God. Are you living with an eternal perspective? Who am I and where am I going? And when I'm clear on who I am and where I'm going, then other things in my life, my daily life, will begin to fall into place. I'll find myself turning away from certain things. I'll find myself embracing new things more and more. That's what God has for us. I keep saying that. That's what God has for us. But it's true. He loves us. He loves us beyond price. He cares for us. He wants you to be honestly happy, but not just happy here. He wants you to be happy for all eternity. Rejoice and be glad, even now. Rejoice and be glad in who I am and in where I'm going. Give myself truly. Give myself. Give yourself. I try it every day to give myself to the reality of heaven and the eternal life that awaits me. I can get caught up in this world very, very much, very much. But I keep reorienting myself and reorienting my will that this life is only the beginning. There is an eternal life. I want to spend it with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to spend it with my Father in heaven, who gave me life. I want to spend it with my Savior, who gave his life for me. I want to spend my life with the Holy Spirit, who is the love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father. A love so great that he is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. This is the life that awaits you, eternal, unending happiness for which you don't have a single word to describe. Your idea of happiness, no matter how great, is very finite compared to the infinite happiness that God has for us. May we celebrate this feast, and may we open our hearts to all that God wants to do in us and through us. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.